Yo, what's up? It's your big homie Kodak Ham. This is another edition of the Big Homie's House. We got repeat offender, Big Homie Butter. What's up?
Look at this. Let's get into this motherfucking coat.
Okay.
Nigga, do you see this coat? Nigga, do you see this coat?
Let me back up a little bit.
Ooh, look at the motherfucking coat.
Okay, stand up. You
that's
stand
that. Up. You that's that Forex money, nigga. That is that Forex money, nigga. God damn. Big homie. What's up?
What's up?
You good?
Yeah.
Big homie Risha. We here?
Yeah. We about to turn up. We about to turn up.
Okay. Big homie Ant. What's up?
What's up, my boy? How you feeling?
We good, man. Yes, sir. Ant, the only one is partaking in the festivities with me.
You understand me, man. You know, I'm here to just be festive. You dig what I'm saying?
I feel you, dog.
I'm good. I'm participating with my Coke. Y'all can
that
drink
is,
that.
Is
we
ice.
Good with our Coke.
That is ice.
That y'all really drink is that, just ice, for sure.
Bumby, whatever it is.
Bumboo. Anyway, it's Black History Month. How everybody feeling? Everybody being black and excellent?
Blackity,
black, yes.
Black.
All day long, man.
So, we're going to start off, as we normally do, with the porch. So, Ant, we're going to talk about some current issues, whatever's on your mind. What you want to discuss on the porch?
On the porch.
Talk to me.
No,
what
I talked about the porch earlier, so let me see how I'm feeling today. So, it could be anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we talked about earlier, man. So, I had a girl hit me up the other day asking me if she could get some help on her rent. Now, understand me.
Poor peasant.
I ain't never been to Shawty's house. I don't know where she stay at. I ain't never been around the neighborhood. None of this. But she was really like, can you help me on the rent? So I said, well, how much you need? Because I ain't got it. And I ain't going to flex. I'm po pimping. I drive a Cadillac. Four flats. Ain't nothing moving. You understand me? So I asked, I said, you know, I could probably work something. I could talk to my dog. We could probably make a play. I could send you something. You know something. So she was letting me know that the dude she was dealing with ain't have it. So I'm sitting here like, he stay with you, you deal with him, you fucking him, but you asking me for money.
Woo.
So I just need to know, ladies.
That is some poverty pussy.
Poverty pussy. Poverty the thing about poverty pussy. Poverty pussy loves to tell you what you need to have in your pocket.
That is it.
How you go toxic?
That is insane.
So, ladies, help me understand. I know that both of y'all are some beautiful young ladies, and y'all obviously wouldn't do nobody like that. What is it with y'all's constituents or y'all's demographic?
First off, don't say y'all.
Okay. I'm not y'all, but I'm just saying.
Definitely not me.
Not me, but not him either, because we're men. That's what I mean. Okay. Y'all as in
me,
not us.
Me, personally, I don't depend on no dude for anything, okay? Everything that I have or I worked for it myself, you know? I went through stuff in life where I didn't have people, so I had to get off my ass and really work hard for what I got. So I don't ask no nigga for nothing. Even if I'm going out with a dude, they invite me out somewhere, I pay for my shit. Like, I'm not about to, unless it's a date. You know, if we're going to have fun together, I pay for my own shit. That's me, personally. I don't ask nobody. My rent, I pay my rent, you know? Because at the end of the day, you can't count on anybody else to do it for you.
I agree.
Okay. You pay your own rent.
I'm paying my own
for
rent.
For sure.
If I'm
by myself.
I'm not going to be reaching out to nobody, but if you're my man, like we had a conversation last night, you're going
to
be paying
rent. She need to get
rent. Nah, nigga, no. We said splitting rent. And paying
and
rent.
I told you I
was,
disagree with
that. We said that was for if y'all living together.
That's
now,
okay, so basically y'all going based off if they living, you got a man and you living together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, so
that's nigga, not what his
that nigga need
though.
To be taking care of the bills.
For sure.
Yes,
now,
of course.
Now, if y'all are separated, how the fuck will you pay your shit before I got with you? Like, is
that's a valid question.
Is our relationship the only way
and you I was paying for myself, but you what, decided to what, come in and add on extra bills.
What he's doing?
I mean, are y'all living together?
Do he got a job?
We living together now. But before I wasn't, you weren't staying.
I mean,
with me.
So I'm saying, so you live in his, I mean, he live in his spot, you live in yours. Why would he pay your bills? Why you gotta pay your bills?
You don't have to pay my bills.
But, okay.
Until
okay.
you move into my house.
Okay. Oh, so,
okay, that's
fair.
Okay.
You try to move in my house, you need to pay bills.
And see, with my situation, it was like, we're not intimate, we're friends. Mm-hmm. We just know each other.
Did you ask her, like, what her dude was doing? Like,
no, I just know that buddy don't be doing nothing. And I shoot dice with bro and everything, and he be
oh,
up.
My God.
But when it's time for the bills to be paid, she calling me.
So, basically, he probably using her.
And so. I just, you know, it's kind of like a situation where you don't want to come off like a broke nigga in front of anybody. But it's like, how do I go about...
There's a broke nigga already in that.
You shouldn't care what she think about you anyway.
True enough, but I'm one of them niggas, I don't like to look bad in front of company.
How you gonna look bad?
She already look bad.
I understand. I understand. I'm just saying that for me personally, you already going out bad. He going out bad. I don't need to be the third party going out bad in this situation.
Hey, man. Me not paying, me not paying your bills don't mean I'm
not obligated to help, but it's just the fact that we even having a conversation and you not having a conversation with this dude, I'm already looking better than him and I'm not even dealing with him.
That so, is in order for you to pay somebody a bill, you have to be with them? Like, as guys, y'all have to be with them? Or
nigga, I gotta be.
Sexually or something?
I gotta, it gotta be something.
To go, half, yeah. But if you $20 short on the bill, I got you. I ain't green like that. But you know what I'm saying? It's just sometimes you kind of gotta understand that women will ask you for something just to see where your head is at.
And man, I had a chick. She hit me up on IG last week. And we started texting and shit. Nigga, the second text, I said, hey, what's up? He said, oh, you know, just chilling, taking care of business, paying bills, trying to figure out how to pay my bills.
What? Oh, girls really do that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I have never.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
It's really that bad.
I don't hang around a lot of girls.
It'll be a situation.
That's such a turnoff.
You can go on a date, and y'all could be having a conversation, and she'll be letting you know what she got going on. You'll be letting her know, you know, what you got going on. And then about 5-6 minutes into the conversation, she's like, so if we was to be together, could you possibly help me with my... First of all, I don't even know if you allergic to shellfish.
How many girls y'all run into that do, like, every...
It's not a lot.
It's not.
It's not a lot, but when it happens, you're like, damn.
It's enough. Ew. It's for sure enough. And it's never like, oh, I'm $20 short on the light bill. It's I'm halfway short on my rent.
I'm about to get evicted.
Type shit.
That's the only time you reach out to somebody.
I think they better be saying that to finesse y'all.
The finesse game ain't that strong. It's never worked.
It's never worked.
Like, the only time.
Don't let it work.
Some people.
Some niggas just don't care.
Some niggas are suckers too.
For sure. I know in Atlanta, it probably don't work for dudes in Atlanta because, like, my friend, she's from out of state and it's easy to finesse niggas out of state because when they come to Atlanta, they're like, oh, Atlanta.
She's not from South Florida, is she?
No, she from Carolina.
Ah, okay. Charlotte.
And she say, like, niggas are really easy to finesse. And when she was like, when she came out here, yeah.
I knew.
Like,
see how I know.
When she
how'd
I know? How'd I know? She was like, it's so hard to even. Then I'm like, yeah, niggas in Atlanta ain't going for it.
Hell no. We privy to the game. We privy to the game. You know what you going to do? You can't play a player.
I'm telling you. And if you my lady, I'm always going to look out for you. I'm going to break my neck.
Like, girls always be like, oh, I'm finessing this nigga. Oh, I'm getting this nigga.
No, and that's the thing, though. That is the corny shit about it, though. You could buy a chick a meal, and she thinks she finessed you.
And you offered. That's what gets me. How did you finesse me and I offered?
Like, it was a fucking $7 Big Mac. Like,
and I had a coupon. How did you finesse me?
It was a Groupon.
I'm telling you.
And I think that's the kind of age we're living in now. Like, women are... They think, oh, I'm trying to be the city girl. I'm trying to be the, you know, the scammer shit. Like, why? Why you just, nigga, can't even do nice shit for a woman?
You can just ask, because I'm going to say yes or I'm going to say no. 9 times out of 10 is yes. If I don't have it, I'm going to let you know. And we both broke.
And if you got to finesse niggas out of the basic life necessities, like food.
Touche.
If you have to finesse niggas out of food, you are doing bad in life.
Very bad.
Because I'm not going to eat in front of you and let you starve. So you didn't finesse me just because out of Southern hospitality, you going to eat because I'm sitting right here. What type of nigga am I to sit in front of you and eat a whole meal and you don't eat? But then you turn around and tell everybody, you finesse me? Really? I offer. You was hungry. I'm not the one starving here.
And then it's not a finesse if you out here begging.
I'm telling you.
Because if you got a big motherfucker.
It's charity.
Like, I'm really, and you know what, I was thinking about that shit. Can you write this shit over your taxes?
I'm telling you, you can if you document it right.
Because sometimes people hit my DMs, hey, I need a little, I've told the story before. Like, so I'm sending you a little something on Cash App if you're short of something. Like, damn, can I write this shit over my taxes?
I'm telling you.
I am weak.
Like, if you are a tax write-off, you don't need to be out here saying you finessed anybody.
I'm trying to.
Because I'm going to get some money back from you.
You are a liability. And what niggas don't understand is, like, men will sit there and, you know, have a conversation with a woman and want to do all of this for a woman. And then when she turn around and, you know, shit on him, he feels some type of way. Why? You did the Lord's work. You were speaking gospel. You were preaching gospel. You were feeding the homeless. You were feeding the hungry with 2 fish and a loaf of bread. You understand?
Hey, don't let her have kids.
I'm telling you. First of all.
Don't let her have kids. I fed the family. Shit.
All the money I spent.
Y'all gotta understand, man. It's because of niggas, too, because, like, I meet a lot of niggas.
It's always niggas' fault.
Hold on.
Always niggas' fault.
Because I meet a lot of niggas that, like, you might not ask them for money or take you shopping and stuff, and they'll be like, why you not asking me for this? Why you not? And I'll swear, I meet so many niggas with money, they be like, why you don't ask me for this? I want you to finesse me. I want you to. I'm like, why would you want that?
Nigga is a sucker.
Square.
Like, why would you
L7. Want that?
Geometric.
It's a lot of niggas that's like that, though.
I think a lot of guys come off as if they want to come off as I got this money and this and that, and then we start asking.
That's when niggas fuck up, because the same way you get her, that is your role. That's your name in her phone forever.
A lot of guys do that.
That is your name in her phone forever.
They really don't have it, but they flex like they do. And then when you start asking for it, then they looking like, oh, she a gold digger. But when you approached me, you was like, hey, let me get your nails.
I've heard that story before.
Let me do this.
I've heard that story before.
But then when I'm ready to carry, that's true story.
Niggas be like that. That's why I never present myself as the nigga with money. I may have it, but I'm not going to let you know I have it. I'm going to be the plug. Oh, what you trying to do? You trying to do this video? Shit, you trying to meet this? Shit, I know. You want me to DJ Screen?
I know somebody.
I can attest to that because I got a story where I went out bad. Okay, I'm in Atlanta strip club.
He was talking all that junk. Like, he was just this.
You be like
Lord
that.
Savior. And he went out
there. Tell the story, brother.
Man, listen, so I'm an Atlanta strip club regularly. You know, shout out to the Blue Flame. Shout out my boys, DJ Antron, DJ Filthy Rich at Wax. You know, so I be in there chilling.
Mm-hmm.
So I would spend my money in there, because you go to the strip club, spend money. You don't want to look like no broke nigga. I go in there to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So I met a dancer. I'm not going to say no names. Whatever. So I would spend money. You know,
what I'm
it wasn't me, because I don't dance at a red club.
Man, so, you know, I spend money in there a couple times a week. I was going to the strip club like 3-4 times a week. I have nothing else to do on the evening. Cool. So after a while, she got accustomed to me being in there spending money. So when I would go in there on nights she wasn't working and spending money on other dancers, you know, word got around. I go in there one night, I tip a dancer, and Shorty's in there working.
Mm.
So they having a conversation on stage, and she tells Shorty, like, oh, he know he not supposed to tip no other dancers in here. So Shorty was like, oh, well, he tipped me last night. Now I'm sitting here like, first of all, I'm spending my money in here. Y'all at work. Y'all don't own me. I do what I want to do.
Right. Damn.
I promise to God, right hand of Jesus Christ. Shorty came over there, sat on my lap, grabbed both chains, hit me up like, you know what the hell going on.
Not Javante.
I'm telling you. So I let it
domestic violence.
So I let it ride. The bartender walked by, asked if we was good. I said, yeah. Shorty was like, y'all look like y'all having an intimate moment. I said, no, I'm good. So she get up, storm off. I go to the bar. I'm chopping it up with somebody else I know. Shorty walk over there and said, you know I'm not finna let you have a good time in here. You got me fucked up. You're not finna be in here tipping all these hoes, da da da. This hoe tried to fight me in the club. On God, they had to carry her out the club. So I'm thinking it's over with. My boy who do security come to me talking about some, oh, yeah, what did you, Aunt, where did you park? I said, yeah, I parked in the parking lot. You know where I park at, same car. Shorty was out there like, I'm finna bust this nigga windows out. She got me fucked up, da 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 da. So,
because you tipped another woman while she wasn't there.
And I'm having, so I'm showing love. I'm in here doing what I'm
supposed to do.
I'm the only one in the situation.
That's crazy.
Listen, man, I had to ask the bartender for help, security for help. She got fired that night. So I can attest to a nigga being, you know, a nigga that spent a little bit of money, and so everybody's paying a little bit of attention. And then when you look up, you like, oh, she really want me for the bag. Okay, let me put this back in my pocket. So she was 100% right. A lot of niggas will flex the cash, and when the flexing goes bad, they mad at the muscle. I ain't going out like that.
I'd rather be food nigga than money nigga.
Listen, the strip club is a place where you can be regular, drunk, and rich, and won't nobody bother you unless you ask for a phone number.
That's fucked up.
It is.
It's fucked up. Let's get into one of our other porch topics.
There's been a lot of stuff going on in the strip club.
Telling.
So, this week has been real hectic for one Gayle King.
Oh, man.
Should have shut her motherfucking mouth. Because she came at the legendary, the iconic Kobe Bryant, and none of us were happy. So, first of all, what are y'all thoughts about this situation?
Gayle was out of line. She was way out of line.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it just wasn't the right time. And just like Lisa Leslie said, if you had questions, those questions should have been asked while he was still alive, mm-hmm. not after a week or two after he's passed away. You want to come ask these questions. It was very insensitive.
Same sentiments. You travel in the same circle as these people. You're a world-renowned journalist. You got a CBS News job. So if you wanted to talk about something that happened in 2003, you had plenty of opportunities to talk about it. So asking Lisa Leslie about her friend's legacy, and that's what you want to ask, even if that's not what you meant, even if the question came off crazy, timing is everything.
Got you. So my thoughts on the situation, like, you know, a lot of people know I've been doing journalism and media for the past 10 years. I started off at V103, transitioned to other spots, was eventually at TMZ for a little bit. So I know when these things come up, you have to ask certain questions or you're missing an opportunity.
Absolutely.
But there are ways to ask everything, and there are ways to phrase different things so you don't come off insensitive as a journalist.
But it's also, you, as a journalist and as, like, in the media, you know when to start the conversation.
Yeah.
So when Lisa gave her her response, answer, she should have let it go. She still, but what if you didn't know? Like,
yeah, that's when, you know, she was, you call that digging. She was digging for something else. When, you know, Kobe Bryant is a lot more than that situation. Like, it was over. It's settled. She was found. Whatever the verdict came from that, it's over. He's a lot more than what happened in Colorado. And to kind of frame and try to get your clickbait off of that, you knew what was going to come with it. You knew what was going to come with it. So, I mean, everybody was really on her head. And now it's kind of split because, you know, Snoop Dogg said what he said. Did y'all see Snoop Dogg's response?
Oh, man, Snoop went off. Went off. First of all, Unk was high. He was angry.
He had that motherfucking bonnet on.
I'm telling you, boy, my silk press was laid. You understand me? But, you know.
Funky dog head, bitch.
Oh, my goodness. Yo.
So, should I call her one?
Did
he ask for confirmation? That's what killed me. He had to make sure he was wrong or right. Either way, it was coming out.
Funky dog head, bitch. What do you think about Snoop's response? Did he go too far?
No. I mean, it's Snoop. Like, you know, it's Snoop. Anybody would be mad. She would be mad. She would feel the same way if somebody asked her about one of her family members that way. Mm-hmm. She would feel the same way. So when I seen it, it was funny to me. I was just like, whatever.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, like I said, she knew what would come with
it. You know, when you in the media, you know what's going to come, the backlash that's going to come after anything you say.
Yep, that's true. So, I mean, this incident has kind of opened up different conversations about race and the relations between black men and black women. So where do you think we stand on that as people right now? Because people, the thing that's coming up right now, and it's really been happening since the beginning of the year, with Ari Lennox being, they said she looked like a Rottweiler.
That's a sexy ass Rottweiler if she looked like
Ari her. Lennox is definitely very attractive. She's an attractive black woman. Good. But her social...
That one, yeah.
You say what? Oh, you saw that one?
You know what's crazy? That was my boy that went viral with the tweet. That my boy.
I said she like a Rottweiler? Man. Yeah, Ari Lennox is, she's attractive.
But she's on social media what?
She's just a bird. She's just a real bird on social media.
Super bird.
Like what? Caw-caw.
Sometimes when people say things that weren't, you know, if the information wasn't solicited, sometimes you got to tailor it. I don't care what you say. If you're famous, sometimes you can't just say whatever you want to say. Because you're going to always open up that door for backlash. Some of the shit she says, it's like, why are you the only one that cares about this?
And then she did say some shit. And she was like, why are you coming after our black men? And I'm like, hold up. What other black men are you talking about?
Exactly.
Now, we know that Oprah it was a part of the R. Kelly shit.
So, I mean, shit.
So are you saying that we don't need to come after black men who have done shit? Like, I know the thing right now is saying, I'm rooting for everybody black. And I said this shit on Twitter the other day. No, the fuck, I'm not. I'm not rooting for everybody black because that would mean there is it's a blanket statement that says no matter what you do, regardless of who you've harmed, I'm rooting for you. And no, I'm not rooting for Bill Cosby because he did that shit. I'm not rooting for R. Kelly because he did that shit. The statement...
But nobody has 100% all the facts, though.
Oh,
I feel like the, y'all getting stuff. It may be real, but we don't know. But we don't know. I think the problem is we getting the facts or whatever it is. We getting the story. And nobody really knows if it's 100% true. But all of a sudden, I mean, automatically, everybody just go ahead and say, this person is guilty. But when we get these white people or people that aren't black and we get the facts, nobody is talking about them like that, like they're talking about the black men. So I don't think they're saying protect them and don't put their secrets out. But if you're going to talk about this person, this is the character you're going to, this is what you're going to make them out to be. Talk about all the other stuff that other people have done. Harvey Weinstein, whatever his name is. Talk about all that stuff. Nobody talks about that.
Looks like I feel like that's... Hot dog.
I feel like that's what people are really saying. Don't tell their secrets.
I for sure agree that the energy is not the same surrounding the conversation, but there are a lot of people who feel like because white men get away with something, black men should get away with something. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I just think the energy needs to be the same. If you're going to vilify black folks, vilify white folks. Right. Bill Cosby went on wax and said he did it.
It comes off as like...
He said he did it.
Oh, yeah. That was the deposition. He went on wax saying he gave women drugs against their knowledge. That's how we even got here. It wasn't white women coming out saying that it happened. It was white women coming out saying that it happened. And him saying, it was a couple of times I slipped a Mickey in a drink and she didn't know.
Oh. Molly on champagne.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they knew. They thought they was gonna get a spot on that show, and they didn't.
Hey man,
or get some money.
Look, regardless, that shit is illegal. You cannot drug women.
But people do it all the time. How many of y'all homeboys?
Wait a minute. Zero.
That's how many. Look at it. Hey, camera.
How many?
Zero. Zero.
Do you know
zilch.
For sure?
Because I don't hang out with niggas like that.
How many times y'all had parties or kickbacks and your homeboy keep walking up trying to pull up somebody a drink after they done said they didn't want a drink and you still trying to pull up a drink? That you keep offering drinks. You know what you're doing because couldn't get the stuff while they were sober. So now you keep offering drugs.
Why is she dropping facts like this and I don't have no way to combat it? First of all.
That's true though.
It is true.
Y'all always trying to get somebody to smoke. Well, I'm not going to say y'all, but it's guys out there. They always, you want to get high? You want to pop a perk? Because you can't get the sex. You can't get what you want when they're sober. So basically,
we know you don't drink, Risha.
And smoke. They always.
I'll say this.
That's how people do it all the time, but people don't see it as that. But it's the same thing.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to give a shameless plug. Consent 2020 forever. You understand me? If you follow me on Twitter and you follow me on YouTube, you know what's going on. You are absolutely correct. I also will say this. There are men that know exactly what they're doing and what they're doing is wrong, and then there are men that are culpable and complicit in letting their homeboys do whatever it is they want to do. I will also say this. Men lie about consensual sex all the time. There are men that lie about what they did with a woman. He might have got some sex, let him tell it, but when she tell it, all they did was kiss. So all I'm saying is it's a lot of men that lie about consensual sex, which means a lot of men lie about what they did to get non-consensual sex.
Now, can we explain it? Because I saw you talking about this on social media the other day.
I'm going to say it like this.
Because, and specifically, the situation we were talking about was coercion.
Yes.
So if you ask somebody 17 times for sex, and they say no 17 times, and on the 18th time, they say yes, that is considered coercion.
Absolutely.
Because if we say, you had the legal term for it, if I say, give me your purse. I say, give me your purse like 10 times. And on the 11th time, you give it to me. That is intimidation.
Exactly.
So when it comes to sex and consent, the same rules apply.
I just feel like as a man who feels like he has some juice, if you ask a woman for sex 10 times and on the 11th time she gives you some, you shouldn't want it. Why would you want some pussy somebody had to give to you out of either fear or pity? That shouldn't make you feel like a man. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying to a lot of men is this. Listen, the first no is the only no you need to hear. After that, we don't need to have a conversation unless it's friendly. If she don't want to deal with you anymore.
Hold on, we gotta ask.
Ask for what?
You gotta ask for
the coochie. It should happen. Why are you asking for sex? It should just happen naturally.
Well, I will say, sometimes you don't know. Because I've had women that... Like, even some chicks I'm dealing with now, it's like, damn, I didn't know you.
Yeah, right.
Took my dick. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
I went through a whole date, dropped somebody off, and then I get back to the house, and she was like, why you ain't try me? Well, I didn't know that was the place. So if you don't ask,
it's like, shit.
Because if I ask and you say no, now I know, like, okay, well, we finna go get something.
I know where we are, where this relationship is. We're not on the same page. But shit, if I ask, you say... Shit, you should have asked me 2 years ago. It's like, damn.
How do you ask? So what do you say?
I guess it just depends on what the conversation is.
Eggplant emoji?
For sure. That black moon face emoji, the eyeballs.
Yeah, when they send them eyeballs back,
For sure. You know what's going on when she send them eyeballs back. She see you.
Yes, sir.
Anywho, back to the rape.
Yes.
The homeboys raping. I seen, it was a comedian. I'm not even going to say the comedian name because I don't want people jumping on their case because you know people are sensitive. But anywho, it was a skit and he was talking to the girls and afterwards he was like, after he got finished, he got the girls' number. He was like, oh, we better get these bees high. So what was about to happen when they get them high? That sounds like you ready to get some tail off of high people.
Now,
that
if
ain't
you
in their right mind.
Now, if you were gonna have it, it just really depends. Because if you were gonna do it sober and we just happen to get drunk or high, then you don't.
But you just got the girl number. She didn't say anything about anything. She thinking y'all cool. You got a number. Next, you know, are you the first thing on your mind? We finna get high.
That wasn't funny, but that was funny how you said that.
I feel like it's the same thing, and people do it all the time, but nobody's talking about that.
You're absolutely right. I just...
I think that is... It opens up a bigger conversation about how we approach consent.
Absolutely. Because it's a conversation like, okay, drunk people can't consent to sex.
We know... They cannot consent. Drunk people and kids... Like, niggas be saying, oh, well, shit, she was 16. Nigga, no.
No, absolutely
there not. There is no situation where anybody under the legal age of consent
can't consent.
So, what happens
when... Shout out Chris Hansen.
When she say yes, and then in the midst of it, she say no.
That's still no.
If consent revoked.
Absolutely.
You could be goddamn 99 strokes in, and she say no.
It's over.
You had a 99 stroke session. It's done.
And that's better than zero. Take that and run with it. Jack off in the bathroom.
And I think a lot of, like, you know, sometimes the mood changes. I know I've been in a situation where, like, shit, it was somebody who I've been talking to on social media, and we was doing it and shit, and it was kind of like, shit changed, like, in the middle of it. And I respected that.
Absolutely.
I mean, because you got to. It's like, shit, okay, it is what it is. I mean, and it's people I'm still cool with, but, I mean, like, when consent is revoked, it's over.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Wow. See, I thought this conversation was going good.
You gonna goddamn try my stroke game in front of company?
I wasn't saying you. I'm saying period.
In my house? This is the big homie house. You gonna do me like that?
See, she brought great questions, and then here you come just
Little dick ass nigga. Damn. My dick ain't little.
I will say this.
I wasn't saying yours. I was just saying period. Like, most of the time.
Well, yeah.
Not
like,
doing the job right or...
She
can't feel nothing with a little shrimp in her.
Yeah, or she just was like, you know, fuck it. I'm just ready to go.
If he got a shrimp, he need to have that motion in the ocean.
Listen, man, only shrimp go with my Alfredo, man. Other than that, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know nothing about
you. You are nasty as a motherfucker, Risha.
It's their red hair. I'm telling you, it's their red.
It's not the red hair.
It is, because the camera girl got red hair, too. She did. I'm not going to be cashy.
Consent is always priority. And even in the middle of what's going on, if she not feeling it, if you're not feeling it, stop. Men don't understand that they have the right to say no to. Even in a relationship or if you're dealing with a woman, if she doesn't want to have sex, you're not in the mood, you know what I'm saying? You can do whatever you want to do. You can say no. You can say later. You can say I'm not in the mood. But men feel like because a woman wants to have sex with them, that's supposed to be like this big badge of honor. If I'm not in the mood, don't touch me.
So let's talk about this. I know a couple of men that have told me that they lost their virginity when they was like 11, 10.
They were molested.
To older women.
They were molested.
Exactly. Ah. And they like, I like it. I liked it, but you were molested.
It's an interesting conversation. We just said that
just like with somebody
that's underage cannot consent. But how do you tell somebody that they were a victim of something like that?
That's the thing. If you don't feel like you were a victim, that's your personal opinion.
And most guys don't feel like that. If it's an older woman, they feel like they just came up on something.
But that's because they've been conditioned to believe that men are supposed to want sex as soon as they come out the womb.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing okay with a grown woman wanting to have sex with a prepubescent boy. That is creepy. That is criminal. That is disgusting. So you have to make men understand that it's not okay for your 11-year-old son to be having sex with his teacher, having sex with his babysitter, having sex with the girl next door who's 10 years older than him. That's not something.
And it's crazy how vastly different those two extremes are. Like, if it was a 35-year-old teacher... 35-year-old male teacher having sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Oh.
Lock that motherfucker up.
Burn him at the stake.
Nigga, chop his dick off.
There have been women teachers that been in jail.
And I'm be honest.
A lot of stories.
And,
you know.
like they're in jail because people actually chase those prosecutions. Like, no, this was illegal. But like most of the time when that shit pop up, it's like, and it's something like that I gotta think like shit, because I know if it happened to me, I probably wouldn't have said shit.
I wouldn't have said a damn thing.
Like, personally. I'm just be honest. Like, especially if it was a bad teacher, but it was an ugly teacher. I was like,
rape.
That 50-year-old teacher touched my Peter.
Man, I ain't even gonna say no name. My 8th grade English teacher, had she tried to touch me at 13, I'd have been all for it. I'd probably be married by now.
Man, I remember when I was a senior in high school, but I ain't turned 18 until I was already out. But I had, when I was a senior in high school, I had this badass, a.k.a. from Howard, light skin. Oh, my God. Nigga, if she had sucked my dick.
And that's Alpha Chapter?
Oh my God. If she had sucked my dick, I would have said shit.
Not a damn thing.
I would have been right, but shit, I would have enjoyed it.
I also would have had an A in the class. Shit. Talking about,
that's blackmail like a motherfucker.
Oh, like a motherfucker.
That's
please.
Like a motherfucker.
This lady.
I would have took, look.
I wouldn't have even showed up to class for the rest of the semester. Ain't nothing you can say to me, man. But naturally, you shouldn't be okay with somebody having sex with an underage person. I'm just being ignorant. But
honestly, yeah, no, I mean, like, it is something that we have to unlearn. But it's like, that shit is not okay. Like, not. I think now at the point where I am, like, if I have a son in a few years and, like, he gets to the point where he's in high school and that shit happens, yeah, I'm going to fucking prosecute the motherfucker.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, and especially if I, like, and I have to, like, I don't know, like, if the situations were flipped and I had a daughter and that shit happened to me, I don't know how I'd react.
But then I have to look at it like this. There's no way that you can chastise your daughter's libido and then, you know, be okay with your son's libido.
Ah, so we get into the hymen chicken.
You feel me? You know, shout out to my boy T.I.P. Westside, Center Hill, Bankhead Highway, all that.
All that. But the nigga was tripping.
He was tripping hard. I can't chastise my daughter for having the same working hormones that my 11-year-old son would have. If my son is okay with certain types of sexual activity and I have a conversation with him and I have to be honest with my daughter, I can't be mad at my son for fucking and then be mad at my daughter for fucking. Because I'm one of those people, I'd rather my daughter be fucking a 16-year-old boy than fucking a 36-year-old man. So if my son is okay with fucking and I'm okay with him fucking, then my daughter fucking should be the same level of okay with me. Personally.
Yeah.
I'm consistent. But I didn't lose my virginity until I was old enough to know what I was doing.
How old is this?
I was 16.
I was 17.
I had a driver's license.
But I lost it to an older chick. I think she was like, shit, 22, 23.
Nah, that girl's in my 11th grade U.S. history class.
Man, I wish. Lunch. I wish I could have fucked some of the girls I was in.
I was 18 going on 19.
The crazy shit that I didn't fuck. But the crazy shit that happened to me in high school, I sucked a titty in the middle of the hall at Tri-City High School.
Hey, man, shut
I
up.
Sucked a titty in Yo. The middle, a titty, a whole, like, the whole,
it was, grown the, in mo- these streets.
The motherfucker, that motherfucker titty was huge, too, like, it was goddamn,
it was pride on you.
Yeah, I still remember that shit. I remember that shit, like, if I go back to Tri-City right now, I can show you where exactly we stood.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was right outside the ISS room.
I'm telling you.
That was the top 20.
See, I was getting head in the 9th grade, so that was fine with me.
I, you know what?
I was getting head.
I was doing sexual shit. Like, I was.
Oh, that was grown, grown.
I was titty. I titty fucked this one girl. And you know what's crazy? My nigga was I'm a bad person.
You did what?
My nigga was he was a youth pastor. He was like one of them young pastors.
Oh wow!
It was his sister.
What did you do?
Titty fucked.
I was a bad person. I'm sorry. Why are you looking at me like that? Are you judging?
Everybody knows PKs be going. Everybody knows that.
Pastor's kids do be wild.
Going.
Pastor's kids do be wild.
Yeah.
Are you a pastor's kid?
A pastor's grandchild.
Oh, man.
I grew up in the church, so. How's she? Religious.
I went to church.
Thank you!
What?
She grew up in the church. She got
I grew up in the church, too, and I'm
grateful. And she be shaking ass.
Okay. What I got to do with anything?
It be like that sometimes.
But it's reasons for everything.
I understand.
We look. We are this, and let this be known. We do not sex shame or judge anybody at the big homie's house because we love everybody that be having sex. Because I want y'all to have sex with me. No. So
for sure,
don't have sex.
I think that's the dumbest shit in the world. Like, why the fuck are you gonna slut shame somebody that you want
to
fuck?
I'm trying to tell you.
At least so after high school.
Keep your legs.
No, we're talking about now in 2020.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for sure.
It's busting and fucking.
I'm telling you.
It's
I don't
open.
I,
it's up.
It might not be something I'm even into, but I'm okay with you being into it.
You feel me? I'm not going to slut shame nobody.
Even if it's something I'm not personally into, if that's what you into, I'm not going to talk bad
what
about you.
What you talking about?
You know,
we talking about sluts.
You know, there's some kinks
people
have.
Are you talking about, what he's talking about?
Butt stuff, that's what we're talking about.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
All three hoes. Shout out to Valentine's Day. Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Okay, see.
You know, it's certain stuff that I might not personally be into.
You don't like butt stuff?
You don't like butt stuff?
Risha.
You don't like butt stuff?
You a nigga in there putting none of your booty?
Mm-mm.
No thumb?
Mm-mm.
No plug?
Mm-mm.
No tongue?
No tongue?
Oh. I never got my butt ate in none
what?
Of that.
What? See how she laughed?
No, this is funny. The questions I'm in this.
I'm for real. I'm so serious.
You willing to try?
Kodak!
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Kodak!
You don't do butt stuff? You don't do butt stuff either?
Kodak, you already know what's going on.
What? How the fuck would I know? How the fuck would I know?
I knew that we had this conversation.
Did we? I don't remember.
We did.
Was I drunk?
No, it was me, you, DJ Scream, and Anissa.
I don't remember this conversation. You got to remind me so you don't do butt stuff?
I don't do no stuff.
Oh, you a virgin? Oh!
We had this conversation
fuck,
already.
Yeah, she is one of the two versions I know. She don't do no stuff.
Kodak trying to be funny because I already
no, I dead ass forgot. I forgot.
The first version I've met since I had a high school diploma. That's crazy.
That's good.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's gonna sex hurt the first time.
Sex is fun.
No, is. I got molested when I was like 7. So when I don't know, it's just like when I want to do it, it's just gonna be when I want to do it now because somebody talked to it or took it.
Yeah, took it from.
Now to be kind of scientific. It's either go, when that happens, it either goes one or two ways.
I'm happy it went your way.
Either way.
A lot of girls I know, like, it's just, they get molested and they go crazy.
Hypersensitive.
Yeah. My older brother actually got molested by two gay dudes, and now he's gay. So, you know, it took that turn instead of, you know, your turn. You could have been like, oh, I'm not trying to.
It was like trick. I mean, I'm older now, like. But I still don't plan on like doing no time soon with stranger.
So
it's just gonna be when it happens. But it ain't no plan. Like people be like, are you waiting till this and this or what? I'm not waiting on nothing till when I'm ready.
Do y'all ever wish y'all would have waited?
Everybody I tell this to, they wish they would have waited. So it's just like, why not wait?
I lost mine when after I graduated high school, so I felt like that was a.
No, I'm still friends with
good age, and I was with this dude, so we were together for a year. So, well, we was talking for a year, and then I lost it. And then
okay, that's cool.
I was just getting some head, and she told me that she was either going to stop
or fuck me. But I was scared. I was scared as hell, of course.
Everybody scared. That I talk to about it, they it always hurts. Wish they was. They wish they waited.
Not I, said
not your boy.
Well, guys. Sex well, girls, fun. I would say then.
I lost my virginity on some cool shit.
Finish the show in a hot bed.
I mean, like, you had no choice.
Oh, no, she told
so
me.
So is it because of the person they lost it to, or?
Some people, just like the person that they lost it to, they wish they would have never gave it to that person, or they just wish they just would have waited. Some people, like, they went crazy afterwards. Like, it was just sex.
A whole phase.
Yeah.
See, I'm different. I'm like,
are we still in our whole phase over here?
No, definitely not.
Are you in your whole phase?
For sure.
I'm still in my whole phase. You're not in your whole phase?
For sure.
It's pussy on lock.
Me too. Clink, clink.
You are in no phase. That motherfucker. You don't even know that motherfucker exists.
Call that. Don't do me.
It's like an elbow.
It's
down
too
there.
Much. Like with me, it's too much. Especially in Atlanta, it's I know too much my going on around here.
No, definitely not.
Like it's too much going on.
That is very true.
No and my auntie, she's got full blown AIDS because the person she was married to gave it to her. So wow. I'm very like, you know.
Yeah, y'all got some real ass stories. Yeah.
Real shit
it's
going
real
on
out here. Like, it is.
That's why when niggas be saying, "Oh, the pussy's so good, I had to go raw." My mama. Never. I have never had anybody. I've never done anybody raw ever.
Ever.
Ever. No. Ever. Because first of all, I'm not in a place where I want to have kids, and that's another reason for that. Like, I grew up without my father, so I don't want to have a kid by accident with somebody who I'm not attracted to and I'm not going to be involved with. Because I feel like if you have a kid and I don't want to be involved in this life, then shit, I'm going to be the bad person. I'm not trying to be in that situation. So I'm not going to fuck you raw because I don't want to have no kid. I'm not trying to get nothing that's going to have my dick burning.
Absolutely. I've never had raw sex with anybody that I wasn't in a committed relationship with, and even then, that's only been two people.
And I haven't been in a committed relationship in years.
Yeah, so, I just...
And
I,
it got
I've
to
only
the
been
point.
In one relationship. That was when I was eight, when I lost my virginity, and that's...
So the shit, I remember it happened. This shit happened.
Young
over,
love.
That shit happened. Over, this shit happened over the summer. I was with a chick, and you know, like when you just, but well, you wouldn't know.
What were you? Just, what you're not gonna do is try.
were you just bust the dick still a little bit hard? So I took the condom off, and goddamn, she tried to get back on. I was like, whoa!
What's happening?
Hell no! No!
It's not happening.
I don't want to get... No!
Oh,
nothing!
Oh, my goodness. They are vicious, bro.
Oh, my gosh. I just wanted to... No, fuck that.
This is what killed me. Okay, so you bust. Cool. Take the rubber off if they want to suck it. Then try to hop back on, right? No, man.
No, I got to have the two-pack.
I'm telling you.
How do y'all ask for people's... Do y'all ask for people's results?
Paperwork? Oh, for sure.
Every time?
For sure.
Kodak said, hell
no,
I never asked before.
I ain't answer, but shit, no. Like, because, but I'm not having raw sex. So
that
it's
too.
Like, and I'm also not fucking a lot of people.
That too.
So, I mean, like, because I feel like,
okay,
boom, so hold on. So, first time I had sex, mind you, I had been jacking off until I had sex. So, when you jack off, shit, gone. You can go about your business. When you have sex and you done, it's like, so what you about to do?
Right.
Like, sure. I remember specifically, nigga, George Lopez was playing on TV.
At 4 a.m. probably.
Yeah, and I was like, and I'm sitting there like, damn. So is she about to go, or what's she about to do? Like, because I'm...
Was you ready for her to go?
I was, and she left. And I kind of felt bad afterwards, because it was like, damn, I just fucked her and kicked her out. But it's like...
See? Got to clean.
I have a question.
What's your question?
How many girls do y'all fuck at one time?
Ooh, Valentine's Day coming up?
Tell you, right. I bet, yeah, I'm finna
get y'all need to be real serious with this question.
And that's, ladies, that's the thing. One vagina is not a gift on Valentine's Day.
I'm telling you.
Two?
That's a...
Now you're talking.
For sure.
Now you're talking.
I'm telling you.
You got to bring some more pussies to the conversation. But how many times... One time, I had a chick, and I had sex with two, with her and a friend, back to back. I think they kind of ran.
But they had, it was a threesome.
More like they ran a train on me, and like.
Or you ran a
train. No, they ran a train.
They ran a train on me because
they was not fucking each other. They
like it wasn't.
That was what happened.
They got this.
How many girls do you have sex?
But and I was also in an orgy once.
That's crazy. Cause I feel like
you was wet, Kodak.
I ain't gonna say that because I know
college
girls
was wild.
Y'all tell me college was wild.
College was wild. I was in
an
orgy once
for sure. I got a partner that used to have orgies on the regular.
Hold on, not that. There was one time.
So did you use condoms on the orgy?
I didn't physically put my dick in her, but I just put my thumb like had her like
what?
A Muppet, like I had my thumb in the butt.
All of them?
No, it was no. Just the one chick I was with.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I was adding like a Muppet.
I'm
like,
trying to think. I think the worst thing I've ever
you see
done.
That? You see
how
that?
How many girls?
See that motherfucking vein right there?
Like, how many girls you fuck?
Like, over a period of time or at once?
Like,
oh, how many are you involved
yeah,
with?
Involved
oh,
involved with at yeah. one time.
I don't have the mental capacity to deal with more than
what?
One female.
That Bombay.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying you probably...
No, you're talking about like...
Not in a relationship.
Yeah, like how many girls are you entertaining at like one specific time and period in life? Like,
about,
right?
Like
five,
you,
six.
You can be entertaining one girl, but you can be fucking other girls. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like...
Oh, for sure.
Like,
but
right,
how many?
About five, six.
Like right now, it's like maybe two.
Ooh, is this just sex or y'all hanging out? Because
well, no, I'm talking about sex.
Hang out.
Yeah,
I don't
I'm
have sex with people I don't hang out with. I'm wondering.
How you hanging out with five or six people at the same
right,
time? It's a schedule? Y'all in the schedule?
Because it's 7 days in a week.
7 days in a week. 24 hours in a day.
I'm telling you.
Do the math.
We can do something in the daytime.
I can only deal with one person.
Shout out my nigga Justin.
One person.
My nigga Justin said he had three dates on Valentine's Day, and he tried to figure out how you going to do that shit. Somebody said, yeah, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He said, bitch, I ain't paying for three dates. I should have had my nigga Justin up here today.
I'm telling you.
But no, because I don't have the mental capacity
man,
to deal with.
Yeah, but that was college. Girls' heads on. Look.
No, mm-hmm. It's not really leading them on, because you don't have to be sleeping with all of them.
No, you're not. I mean, I have.
She just asked you though.
But I'm saying, like, on a good day, maybe.
Those hormones be off the roof, so they probably can sleep with.
I have done, like, two in one day before.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
Definitely done two in one day.
Yeah. That shit was exhilarating.
That was lovely. Oh, man. Shout out Bethune Cookies.
Why are you looking at me like that?
For sure.
Y'all are...
Excuse me.
Let's go ahead and say
You knew I was a goddamn.
I didn't know this, Kodak.
You didn't know I was nasty?
I just knew a little bit from your snaps, but I thought.
First of all, I'm not on Snapchat.
You follow somebody
named Big Homie Kodak on Snapchat. That nigga is unofficial. So yeah, you know, I'm nasty as a motherfucker.
Yeah,
so
yeah, for sure.
It's Black History Month, so I got a question. Just a little question.
So we're gonna get out of that and get right back into Black History. Okay.
Nigga, this is Black History. You know? We love Black O's.
I do.
That's all we got. Shit, that's look, we not engaging in no Asian pussy.
You could have fooled me.
Shitting me?
That's Ooh. Another conversation. Ooh. Let's get back into this Black History.
Ooh. Okay, let's go. Ooh.
What Asian woman have you ever seen?
I'm not talking about just you. I'm just talking about black men, period.
Oh, God. They're all black
they
men the same.
They love them foreign.
Shut the hell up.
Only foreign.
Shut up.
We talk too much. We'll
anyway,
listen. But
let's get into that. We're going to get into that.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Can black people be racist?
Yes. We talked about that in class today.
If you are in a position of power,
you can be racist. So if I'm interviewing somebody and a white person come in there and I do not give them the job because they're white, I am racist.
Just
because
like I am in a position of power. Was being racist with the joke the about the virus. Yeah,
she deleted that motherfucking 20 minutes.
What she say? What happened?
She said
she had the meme of all the Disney princesses and they.
Oh,
all,
I did see that.
Yeah, and then Mulan was without the mask and everybody else.
I felt like that wasn't racist though. Like everybody.
There's a difference between being racist and being racially insensitive.
Yes. Mm. I feel like that's what it was, because that's funny.
I thought it was funny, too, but I feel like, I don't know, like, we crack jokes about white people all the time, so.
We crack jokes about ourselves.
Exactly,
like,
so I don't
crack a fun-ass word.
It's a hilarious
word. Oh, please don't cancel me.
And, like, just like, we talk a certain way, like, when we joke, we try to talk like them and act like them. I feel like
they do the same thing, too.
What? Like.
But it's vastly
I feel
greater
like everybody got sensitive with it because people are dying from it, and it's like this is really a serious situation.
But that's not racist though. Talking about white people,
I'm gonna be honest. You can make anything funny. Dave Chappelle proved that shit.
Yeah.
Like his last two specials, that nigga is funny.
Hilarious.
And he was talking about everything. Everything and everybody. So I mean, but I do feel like, what do you think? You didn't answer the question. Can black people be racist?
By definition, like the sole definition of the word, anybody can be racist.
Okay.
But if you get into the whole power dynamic and systematic racism, white people obviously, you know, sit at the top of the throne
of
running shit and making decisions based on how they feel about other people. But just off the strength of feeling like you're better than somebody solely because of your skin color, anybody can be racist.
Okay. I agree. And I feel like people think that only one definition of racism exists. So they think, oh, well, black people don't have the systemic power to oppress any other people. True. In the grand scheme of things, white people sit at the top because they built up a system that benefits them and everything that they're trying to do. But if we're talking about individual racism, like, I don't like that motherfucker because they are white or because they're black, then yes, black people can be racist.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I have heard black people say that. So
We are from the deep south.
Absolutely.
My family is from deeper south. Like, Lowndes, Valdosta shit. Mm-hmm. So, them motherfuckers is racist. Like, and I think it's kind of because we have a negative stigma attached to it, as there should be. But, like, people see racist and think, oh, well, only white people can be racist. No, because, shit. If you don't like a motherfucker because they are white, you are racist.
I feel like black people are racist because, of course, the past... That happened. Like, that happened in the past, so that makes them hate.
And older people. And older blacks and blacks, well, shit, a lot of black people, not just older blacks, like, they still carry some of that resentment. Like, my mom's generation and the generation before her, shit, like, we are, shit, it's 2020, we are 60 years removed from the Civil Rights Movement. Mm. Ruby Bridges is, what, maybe late 50s, yeah, early 60s? Like, this shit has not happened that long ago.
Yeah. Right. I'll say this. Black people are racist, but they're rightfully racist. We are
justifiably racist.
Justifiably racist.
We are justifiably racist.
And that, by default, makes it okay.
I just need niggas to start telling the truth.
Yes, I am justifiably racist. Like, I am.
And I'm be honest. Like, we all talk about how
What'd you say?
What?
Like when you racist.
I think I have.
I don't think that's making you racist, making you like prejudiced, but like racist.
Prejudice and racist, prejudice is an umbrella. Let's think about this umbrella right here.
You can be prejudiced about anything.
You can be, but under the umbrella of prejudice, you have sexism, racism,
ageism,
homophobia. I wanna, what's the one where you don't like people of a different country or ethnicity or culture?
Xenophobia.
My dumb ass about to say zoophobia.
That's animals.
Yeah, like, damn, this nigga's afraid of animals. This nigga don't like polar bears. So all that exists under the umbrella of prejudice. So you can be, just because you are racist don't mean you aren't prejudiced. Or just because you're prejudiced don't mean you aren't racist. You can be racist, you can be homophobic, you can be xenophobic, all that shit at the same time.
But you could think that both sexes are equal. You just hate everybody equally, so you're not a sexist.
Could be like Jason.
Absolutely.
But just because you say, look at those crackers, doesn't mean you're racist.
No, not specifically.
You're racist.
No. That's a racist term.
Racist is when the white people be calling the police on somebody in their building, you don't belong here, you need to leave.
I agree.
Because you have that power to make somebody leave or make somebody get in trouble. Then you
And just the fear of it. Like, absolutely. Oh, fuck.
Not even calling, just the fact that you can weaponize law enforcement is something that's totally separate from me not liking white folks.
You know what, a racism that, like, I've never been called a nigga. And it's probably because I've lived in Atlanta my whole life.
Absolutely.
And I haven't really experienced. I didn't, like, when people came to Atlanta for college, and like, oh, I've never been around this many black people my whole life. I didn't know what that felt like.
Yeah, I had no clue.
But the racism that I've encountered. You ever been riding in your car and you see the police behind you? You're not doing shit.
Today, actually.
You're not doing shit. But you tense up and think, what if this is the day? What if this is the day we get a justice for Kodak hashtag? I feel that every time that I'm riding.
That is.
You gotta understand, I live in Cobb County.
They for real up there.
Man, that cracker was behind me for about a mile and a half. I'm nervous as hell. We get to the light, he get from behind me, he drive past me, and he wave. Mr. White Man, fuck you. How you just gonna make me uncomfortable and then wave at me?
And they know, like, I'm gonna fuck with him today. Watch this. Like, and I got a goddamn, like, I just, like, even think about that shit now, it's like, damn. You riding, lights don't even be on. You just see them. I'm the type of nigga, I'll turn off the road.
I'm telling you.
I'll sit in a parking lot.
Telling you. All of a sudden, I got to go to Family Dollar for no reason.
For no fucking reason.
For no reason.
So those are the effects of racism that, you know, even if it's not implicitly felt by you, it's like, damn, I got to be cautious because, you know.
You
got to
make rules for when you get pulled over. Put your hands on the steering wheel.
You can't, like, do nothing crazy.
Nothing. And it's
fucked
up.
Can't say nothing.
It's very fucked up.
Because I'm licensed to carry, so that's like a whole nother caveat of a conversation. Because 9 times out of 10, when I get pulled over, they ask, well, you have a weapon in the car? They don't care. But it's just that thought that I can have a weapon in the car, and they can just feel like today is the day that they're going to make a hashtag out of a nigga.
Yeah. Like the situation with in Minnesota, I forgot to do his name.
Philando Castile.
Philando Castile was licensed to carry, was working in a school with kids. But just because a cop had a bad day. No, he ended up dead. And, you know, that was the whole premise behind Queen and Slim. Have we seen Queen and Slim?
I heard about it.
It was good. I went to see it.
Yeah, I saw it. It was a real touching movie. But, like, the whole movie started because a nigga did this in the car. Cop lights came on. Cop come on super aggressive. You know, they killed the cop, going on a nationwide manhunt for the two people. But that's something that people deal with daily. I know every time I'm, like, I've never been arrested. I was in a car accident one time. That's the only thing that's on my record. But every time I'm behind, a police car gets behind me, I'm thinking like, damn, this shit's scary.
I've been to jail more times than I'd like to admit, for sure.
Damn, nigga.
For sure, I'd like to
admit.
Damn, yeah.
I've never been to jail.
It's bad out here.
Never plan on going either.
So, you never plan on going, but they will take your black ass if they want to.
All right, we're going to our next segment. Facts or cap? So we know this is Valentine's Day in the gift-giving mood.
Absolutely.
Right?
No.
Is exchanging gifts for pussy prostitution? Facts or cap? Facts.
I mean, if you're in a, what?
Oh, yeah, no, nigga. Facts or cap? Is it cap or is it facts?
Staging gifts.
Yeah, it's facts.
It's facts.
It's big old facts, man.
Just like prostitution. Money.
Absolutely.
Because if you return the stuff, you get the money back.
Absolutely.
That's prostitution.
I like the way she think. I love the way she think, man.
It's speaking as they not in a relationship.
Either way. You can sell pussy in a relationship.
Put that together.
Nah, nigga, it's like, oh, you fix this thing, I'm going to give you some pussy.
No, hell no. That's, yeah, facts.
Big facts. Yeah. See?
Facts. So do we support the pussy game?
I do, for sure. Absolutely.
We buying pussy in?
I will say that I...
Oh, shit!
Let
me eat these motherfucking tater tots.
Oh. I ain't even gonna cap. I have definitely, like...
They cold now.
Fuck you.
Walked in the strip club on a night, like...
I be feeling like the man when I walk through.
They bust it wide open like that.
Do they? It's been awesome. I don't even want to dance. Let's just go hang out. For sure. I'm gonna take this, what I was finna spend. We finna go get something to eat.
Figure out a way how to give it the money, the
$40. So
you take them to go get something to eat first.
We're going
to
smoke some. We're going to drink some. And then what my change is,
smoke some, drink
come to
some,
the house, you're going to dance some. And then you going to whoop de whoop. And then we go.
Oh, the private dances.
Oh, for sure. I don't do all that. If I take you out to the strip club, I'll still get a private dance.
What's the going price for pussy in LA?
$40.
I don't know.
$40.
I think it went down, though.
For damn. Sure. The pussy price is plummeting? Yeah. Say that three times fast.
Pussy prices plummeting.
I hope everybody uses protection. That's all I hope. Jesus.
And they not.
Shit.
I wear a helmet.
Except Kodak.
Boom!
I ain't gonna lie. It's some girls I know that sold and... they got pregnant, and I'm just wondering, like,
imagine buying some pussy and you get a girl pregnant.
That's your baby daddy, because you was out here.
That is... I'd be sick to buy some pussy and end up with a baby. I would be sick.
Some girls going to be mad.
I would be sick.
Like, if you selling a pussy, though, wouldn't it, like, don't you have incentive to get rid of that motherfucker? Abort mission money.
I'm telling you.
You trying to get the money for yourself, not for the baby.
But girls these days think it's cute to have a baby at a young age.
Really?
Like me, I'm 22. I'm like, hell no, I'm not having no kids. So I'm 10 years from now. And motherfuckers like, oh, I'm pregnant. And they be like,
it's not even the fact that they're young and having a baby. It's the fact that you don't even have
it's like a trend
to lean on. You still live with your parents. Mm-hmm. Or you don't even have a pot to piss in. You trying to live by yourself.
You barely making it.
You having kids.
They think it's
saying you ain't got a pot to piss on with that coat look real funny, goddamn it.
That was just some
gangster
shit.
I know people.
You was a fucking elitist.
They on their fifth baby. I'm like, baby, you are young.
Nigga, you just graduated from high school like 3 years ago.
You're young. I graduated 5 years ago, 2015. Get it right.
You know when I graduated?
When?
2018.
2000. Nigga, Lean with it, Rock with it was out when I was in high school.
Okay. Well, I'm not that young, so don't do me.
So definitely, if you exchanging the pocketbook for some gifts.
The pocketbook, that's what we call it.
The pocketbook.
Pussy pocketbook.
Because you stick money in that motherfucker, yes. The way it go.
If
I like,
a man
see, I like
put his money in your pocketbook.
It's the coat.
It is that coat. And so, that chain, too. That motherfucker dancing. You don't even see it. That motherfucker dancing.
Shit.
Ooh,
shit.
Ask me what I'm doing.
Okay, what's the next question, Kodak? Let's get on the way.
Facts or cap? A single man who just had a kid is wrong for sliding in DMs. Facts or cap?
Ooh, okay. A single man who just had a kid.
Just had a kid.
Uh-huh.
So he had a kid with somebody who he's not with by her own choice. It was her choice to go forth with that baby. Is he wrong for sliding in DMs?
No.
Facts or cap?
He's a single man, and they weren't together. Mm.
They're not together.
What
so.
Is that? What does him sliding somebody else's DM have to do with him?
I mean, he just had a kid.
But are they together? No.
I mean, some girls don't care. I'm not gonna lie. My first boyfriend had a baby on the way when I was with him. So.
Oh man, goddamn.
Yeah. So.
Damn, nigga.
When I was young, I felt like, oh, I'm not gonna judge him because then I shouldn't judge him.
Well, so you be a stepmom?
For a year. Yeah, I helped with the baby. And I was only 18, 19, going on 19.
What you was helping with?
You was a sucker.
The baby. Like, what you watching the baby, stuff? All that. While he try to do his little rap shit and all that.
How'd that work out for him?
How he worked.
How'd that work out?
And we ain't gonna talk about that because no, I don't know who
was. Shit, I'm like, damn, maybe the nigga famous. Was it Baby?
No, he's not famous. Nowhere near.
Baby.
He said, was it Baby? Nowhere I'm near. Weak.
But no, he's okay with that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no issue.
You know, I grew up in a religious household, and I was in church still, and they was like, no, they felt like I can do better. They was like, he got
nigga, you could. You was 18 playing stepmom. They were right.
But
they
I wasn't.
I would have been atheist and told you that shit.
Right,
like,
they don't have nothing to do with religion. That's
nothing.
You are playing stepmom at 18. You was a fucking fool.
But now, if he was single, for sure, it's okay for him to slide
and
in the
DM.
The
words.
Yeah, it's
okay.
He's not wrong at all.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he's not taking care of his seed.
He's a single man that wasn't with her. They just had.
And if he not the girl whoever he trying to talk to should say something if he not taking care of his kids.
Right, but if you doing what you supposed to do and you ain't got no girlfriend.
So does that change it for you? Like if you're not taking care of the kid?
Yeah, definitely changing. Because if I have a child with you, what you going to do? You going to probably do the same thing you doing to the girl you had a baby with.
Valid.
Oh, I wouldn't talk to the dude. He can't slide into my DMs.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, me now.
But
I'm
him sliding in somebody else's DMs is not wrong, but you can't slide in my DMs.
So if you just had a kid, you can't slide in your DMs?
No.
No.
No kids.
Yeah,
you see how the motherfucking tune changed?
No.
You see how the motherfucking tune changed?
I wouldn't say you're wrong for being in my DMs. I just don't do kids.
It's reasons. Yeah, me too. I don't do kids because of my experience with talking to people with kids. And I don't do, like, I can't talk to no dude with a kid. You know?
I'm a bad role model, so once a chick say, oh, I got 4 kids, I already know where this going. Sticking and quitting.
Telling you.
Gosh, y'all.
I am.
Do y'all honestly, y'all want these to lie to y'all?
I don't have an issue with what
no,
they
got.
I
want to expect some more better responses, Kodak.
Shit, you ain't been following me long enough.
Kodak is out here wilding.
I don't have an issue with women with kids. I have an issue with women who have kids that have a baby father that don't take care of their kids.
But wait, you have an issue with women who have kids that have a baby father that don't
but
take care of their kids? Why do you have an issue with a woman, though?
No, I have an issue with the fact that you're in a situation and you with a nigga that you were dealing with.
But she probably didn't know that. You know how some dudes, when you first meet them, you know, love each other or whatever, and then they start to change. Like, she can't control how he act, you know?
I can't fuck with you if you got a nigga that don't take care of his kids. Because I'm not taking care
of
his kids.
So what they have to...
Somebody's gonna take care of her kids.
She probably makes sure her
just
kids.
Just because I got God forbid,
she may not ask,
I got a baby daddy who
it.
Don't take care of my kids, and I'm trying to pursue you. I'm not asking
so
you to come
saying,
take on what I got.
But
going
if we,
on.
In
so
the
y'all
community.
Saying most women y'all talk to, like you, most women you talk to, and they have kids, they expect you to like take on.
If we looking for a committed relationship and you want to be with me long term, of course you're gonna ask me to commit.
And my thing is like,
it's your choice to commit. If you plan on being in a long term relationship and you know I have kids, you came into the relationship knowing I have kids, it's your choice. I'm not gonna ask you. It's either you gonna accept it or not, because at the end of the day, if you want to be committed, it's your choice.
Absolutely. But at the same time, it's kind of like if you dealing with a nigga and you not getting the bare minimum from him, I don't want to be in the middle of that. Same way y'all don't want to deal with niggas that have kids because of whatever they got going on.
But
I don't want to be in the middle.
A lot of women who had kids before, and I mean not kids, they was with somebody before they had kids and the relationship was perfect. As soon as the baby came, relationship went down. So you gonna be mad at me because my baby daddy just decided he ain't want to be.
It's
no
not
part.
That I'm mad. It's just that I don't want to be in the middle of. A
we don't
situation.
Want to be in that situation.
I don't
who told you gonna be in that situation?
So, what if
you
it's
don't
only
take care
one child?
He ain't in no situation.
I get what you're saying. What if it's only one child though?
Even if it's one child, it's a situation where it's like you dealing with a nigga and you not getting.
I can
it from
understand
him.
If you be like she got 4 kids by the same dude and she knew already like with the first child that he would take care of his kids.
I wouldn't fuck with you if you had 4 kids. Period. So.
But what if the first 3 were triplets?
What are the odds?
That is motherfucking complicated.
That is some fucked up odds.
Shut up. That only makes sense.
What if they were triplets? Triplets happen. So
I like her
because
she be throwing
no.
the goddamn daggers.
I only been pregnant 2 times and you going to tell me you don't want me because I got 4. And
it's not that I don't want triplets. You because you have kids. It's that I don't want you because I'm in the situation
I feel like
where I got to deal with nonsense.
I feel like the
nonsense.
People with no kids should date the people with no kids.
Why do you keep saying you're going to deal with nonsense, though? That's what I'm not getting. Who said you're going
to
deal with nonsense?
My thing is, though, I know I am a Leo, so I require a lot of attention.
Absolutely.
And I'm not even going to put you in a situation where you got to choose. It's either either you or, I mean, me or your
kid. I accept
that.
I'm a Gemini.
Okay. That's real. All I'm saying is this. If it's a situation where you got some fucked up shit going on, you need to just leave me alone. Because I don't want to be in the middle of you fighting with your baby daddy, or you need X, Y, and Z, and you not getting X,
or
Y, and Z.
She needs you to be her baby daddy.
You have a situation. Your shit is not all the way cleared up yet.
Now, it's one thing if I got a baby.
You
got
to clear waiver wires, my
right.
nigga.
If you got a baby and you don't fuck with this nigga and you cut this nigga off, that's one thing. But you fucking with this, you fucking with me, and then you got this nigga that y'all arguing about child support and who's going to take care. I don't want to deal
that's
with
that. That's a lot. That's a lot of
that
stress.
That is a lot.
It's a lot of stress.
You got a nigga that you trying to fuck with me, but you arguing with this nigga about what he's supposed to do for his seed, regardless of y'all being
and
together.
You expecting me to do what he not doing.
Or even if he's not, even if you're not expecting it from me, you looking for that comfort. And I can't comfort you in a situation that I've never been in. You see what I'm saying? So I can't
Touché.
Fuck with you
Touché.
Like you want me to.
That's not true.
Shut up. You don't know the hell you talking okay. about. Virgin.
That has nothing to do with comforting somebody. What does that have to do with comforting someone?
A lot, because you can't comfort nobody.
I mean, I can comfort you, but
comfort people.
But to an extent, it's kind of like, that yeah, my baby daddy true. Not doing shit. After a while, I'm going to tell you, well, go up there and put him on that paperwork. What do you want me to, what can I
you're
do for you?
You're assuming that the person that you're going to be with kids is going to have a lot
nigga,
of
do you got kids? You taking this kind of personal.
Because I'm just kind of confused on
no.
you coming from the
I feel like
way.
Well, I'm not, you shouldn't judge.
No,
you
I'm not
you
judging.
Judge, you prejudging
no.
everybody's situation.
Judge
saying,
them. No, judge them.
I'm saying,
judge them. Judge them.
Not prejudging. I'm saying if we get into a situation and I find out that's what it is. Not off top, I'm judging you. Because like you said, a single man sliding into DMs, even though he has a kid, that's not automatically bad. But if I deal with you and then I find out, oh, this nigga ain't doing what he's supposed to do and you going back and forth with this nigga and you got all this going on.
You going through litigations and shit.
Exactly. I don't want to deal with that. But off top, you having a kid doesn't mean that your baby daddy ain't shit or that you dealing with a nigga that's not doing what he's supposed to do. But if I find out, like, oh.
It just means niggas caught you slipping once, okay, so what?
Right. What Drake said.
Word to Drake.
Next.
So, last facts or cap question. And it kind of inspired, what you said inspired this. If you're dating someone and your financial situation isn't all the way together, should you be dating?
No.
Oh, here comes some bullshit.
If it happens,
I'm going to say this. No. If you are broke, you should not be dating. Now, when I say broke, I mean you don't know how you're going to pay your bills month to month. Like, you can pay, if you got everything taken care of and you got them getting by month.
The same. They should be the same level of income.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like...
You fucked up.
You don't have a car.
You
don't, ain't got no money for an Uber.
You don't even got a job.
Yeah, you don't have a job. You should not be dating. You should not be sliding no DMs. Slide into them job
applications.
Absolutely.
Ranch dad. Something.
Absolutely.
You should not be dating. Now, if it just happens in the midst of y'all dating, no, you don't break up, but you shouldn't be trying to pursue anyone when you don't have what
absolutely.
You have because... Bonding takes time. How we gonna bond and hang out if you don't have no money?
Exactly. Because let's be honest.
And then you gonna say, "Oh, you don't like me because I don't got no money." Yeah.
We can say love don't cost a thing. All we want all the cliche shit. But nigga, dating costs.
Absolutely.
It don't cost a lot, but it costs.
It costs. Good dating definitely costs.
We gonna cut the bullshit today. Dating
still
costs.
Don't cost a lot,
absolutely.
Though. A picnic in a park with some
you gotta
food.
Buy the food.
Yeah.
You gotta look. You gotta
y'all
get nice clothes.
Get until you get some snacks.
That's still gonna. That's still a good picnic in a park. Still gonna range by 50-60.
Absolutely.
Okay, if you ain't got 50-60, you're broke at that point.
Absolutely.
That's when you don't need to be dating.
Definitely don't.
She
need to
definitely
be dating.
Ain't telling no lies. For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you ain't got the funds to even get gas to pick up,
right.
you need to find something else
and,
to do.
And vice versa her. It's not
and
just a guy. If you don't have no money, if y'all go on a date and he decide he don't want to pay and you don't have no money, you should not be dating nobody.
Absolutely.
You don't need to have no money to pay for your own bills. You shouldn't be going nowhere.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a situation where men feel like, so if you have a woman and you meet her and she has a certain amount of standards, even if she's broke, she has these standards and they exist and she's had men that met those standards. Either you meet them or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to get mad at her for expecting something that she's been getting. So either you meet her in the middle or you meet her where she is or you find somebody that lines up with what you have going on.
Okay.
A lot of men feel entitled to women. They want a certain thing even though they don't have that going on. I find an issue with that and I'm a man. If you ain't got it, you need to leave alone and call them when you do get it or call somebody else when you do get it.
If I know you're the type of chick that you require this level, and I'm like, I'm maybe just below it, I'm not even going to bother you.
I'm telling you.
We can be cool, but shit, I'm not about to waste your time. I'm not about to waste your time or mine.
And I do all right for myself, but still, If you like...
We live in Atlanta, so if, shit, this motherfucker got lofty standards.
If you like STK every day of the week, and I can only do STK Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, I ain't fucking with you. And I can still do STK, I just can't do it all 7 days. No, I'm gonna leave you alone.
Those are your standards. Now, unless you just like me, and you like me for me, you want to kick with me, then shit, that's different. That's cool. We can hang. Right.
Because then I can do STK 3 days out the week, and it's JJ's the other folk.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, shit, if she down for you, shit, you know, she gonna take what you offer. I mean,
absolutely.
She gonna take what you offer.
For sure.
But I'm not gonna say you need to take that because it's me. Like, shit, if I'm offering something and you're not with it, then shit, you free to do whatever. That's just how it is.
Yeah, like, I don't take nothing personal.
Like, when we talk about the pre-dates and the Waffle House shit a few weeks ago, it's like, you know, I don't feel like I lost out on anything if you're not with what I'm with. Because somebody's going to be with that.
Absolutely.
So let me ask this, because I don't eat fast food. So if you ask me to go to Zaxby or something, and I say...
It's the motherfucker.
It's that coat.
No, I really don't eat fast food. So would you...
Did you just ask some of my tater tots?
Huh?
She's asking healthy. Some of my tater tots.
No, I'm not healthy. I just don't eat fast food. She's like, asking stuff some that comes out of the window tots. In 5 minutes.
For sure. So you don't eat fast
What's
food?
What's the question?
Would you be like, okay, well, we can't talk no more?
Oh, no. See, no, I can take you somewhere.
That's small.
I can take you somewhere that doesn't have a drive-thru. You can still eat good.
Willie's, Chipotle.
6 feet under.
Look, Art Thomas.
Even Chipotle.
Telling you.
No.
Oh, you don't eat Chipotle?
Well, it just depends on
what
it is.
She just asked for some tater tots. Why is niggas not listening to me?
It depends on what it is.
But no, Chipotle is... okay.
And I'm going to say it like this. Atlanta is biased. It's a lot of stuff you can do that looks good for cheap that doesn't look like you spending a whole lot of money.
I don't think I'm an expensive person, and I don't like people to spend.
First of all, look at this motherfucking coat.
Why you keep talking about this coat? I am weak.
Because that is alpaca skin.
Right, then she got
skin.
The chain that's bling blinging.
Right, then the chain dancing.
Right, around her neck.
Damn. That is pure Albanian tiger.
Weak. Oh no. My God, y'all so extra.
But yeah, that's just me. I don't think, like, if you don't got yourself together, you shouldn't be out here
right.
trying
you shouldn't
to
be dating.
Court people.
Or at least you shouldn't be harassing multiple people. You should find one person that might lead up to what you
somebody
want.
Somebody at the motherfucking unemployment line.
I'm telling you.
To love your ass.
Or at least somebody at Food Depot, Winn-Dixie. If, you know, we in Atlanta, ain't
the Piggly Wiggly.
At least you
Wiggly.
Can do is try to help them, at least.
Right.
Not try to help them financially,
like a
but you can try to help them mentally or try to help them.
Somebody approached Dakota and they worked at Winn-Dixie or something.
How they look?
They decent.
That fat ass?
Oh, Lord.
Y'all know I'm a sucker for fat ass. Like, fat ass to me is like gravity.
They're the kind, they're your type. They look like.
So everything, they're my type.
Yeah, they just work at Kroger.
And they work?
Do they have ambition to do anything else?
Not sure. They just work. She approached. You don't know that until you.
Okay.
Until you.
Yeah, I do. Because
most of the time when people, even though they still have stuff, they. You know, yeah. They probably.
So
work
I wouldn't turn. I wouldn't turn. I wouldn't turn it down. I wouldn't turn it down. But like, if we talking for a while and I find out, you know, she's kind of like not really, like she looking for a nigga to, kind of
cater to her
and kind of like, you know, save her, I guess, and this shit. I'm not the type to save nobody.
Sure.
I feel like I said this shit before too. Like the biggest shit that turned me on, is
selfish.
The,
okay.
The biggest shit that turned me on is a woman with ambition.
Absolutely.
Like she got her own shit. Not that she got her own shit, but she has plans to get her own shit. She mm-hmm. has. She knows what she wants. She has plans to get there. So like, if you don't have that, then you know we're not gonna be together too long. Like everybody serves a purpose.
For sure.
Like you either gonna be here for tonight, you're gonna be here forever. Just
but yeah, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't turn her down if she got, you know, everything going on and she's looking for somebody to help her build what she already has going on.
Yeah, because shit. Sometimes a woman just needs somebody to point her in the right direction.
For
like,
sure.
She just you may be the plug she needed to get out of Winn-Dixie.
Exactly. Right. She already got the business plan lined up. You just the nigga that knows another nigga that can help her do what she needs to do.
But she probably need that motivation because some people don't have people like family members or good friends that. Motivate them to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't totally write her off. One, because she's working. That's better than most people, I can say.
Because there's a lot of motherfuckers that look like they got it together, but broke. They broke. They jobless. They dependent on niggas to pay their bills.
Absolutely.
They jobless because they trying to fit in with everybody else. That's what I feel.
Atlanta, the city, like, if you got a job, niggas look at you crazy.
Oh, yes,
you work?
Like, what?
You work?
Yes, I work a regular job. Thank you.
You don't scam?
Right.
You don't rap? Yes.
They feel like it's a
you're
bad,
not signed to QC.
I swear, most of these niggas I run into, they think it's bad to have a job. I'm not working for nobody, but you out here scamming, stealing other people's money, like. And that's gonna get you caught up.
You about to be working
that's gonna
for the
fuck
chain
up
gang,
your record. You ain't gonna be able to get nothing in your name. Like, you gotta go through the government to do anything. So, how you gonna?
And then it's like it's folks out here with good jobs. I'd rather meet the woman that works for Wells Fargo.
Let me find a fine black woman that with MBA from Georgia Tech.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
Look, I'm mosquito her on purpose.
Game shut down.
Cordae, it look like you like big women.
I like thick women. No, I'm not. You know, I'm not gonna turn nothing. Well, let me stop. But I'm.
You look like you. Just, I mean, you be posting them girls. They be like BBWs.
I love BBWs. We shit. Fuck you mean? We love the big fines around here. So, shit, yeah, I'm not going to turn you down because you a little chunky. If you know what else is chunky, that monkey.
Oh, wow.
We love chunky monkeys. But, yeah, I'm not going to turn no woman down. How sizes? We were just talking about prejudices. Sizes.
I said it look like you like big women.
I do. What's wrong? Big women?
Yeah, I like a big fine, but my lady is nice and, you know, nice and shapely. Not super big, but she looks...
I like, you know, as long as she's good meat on. As long as she healthy, you know.
For sure.
We love a big old fat ass that shit move that still move when
what's
you start walking.
What's y'all and fat asses like?
My lady went to school to be a trainer. So, you know, she was health and exercise.
I dated
science.
A trainer before too.
So
she was really cool.
Health conscious. So I'm one of those niggas like I don't work out, but she works out and I am pleased that she is pleased with herself.
So if you dated somebody that started off skinny and then they got fat.
I'm skinny and I like meat.
But
on
I was
my
skinny
bones.
With a little booty. Oh, my booty.
Like they what's got
booty
like they got wide and all outside.
Like
it's
bad?
Just, it's bad body. It's or not it's even bad? That just adding a little weight. It's bad.
Like. Oh, I'm out of there.
Like that shit like a potato?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out of there.
Like you, when you met them, they were slim, fine women with some twerk with her. And now they just.
I'm out of there.
Go, big girl. What you want to do? Go, big girl.
Because the same way I saw it, you saw it. So I'm out of there. I'm gone. Like, there's no way.
You're not going to help her. No.
But my thing, though, is since 2016, I lost a lot of weight. So I just know, like, I want somebody. I'm trying to be here for a long time.
Motivate you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on niggas' nerves for a long time.
You got to understand me.
I'm trying to get on niggas' nerves for a long time. So if you not on that same wave, like, if you about to be out here by 35, then shit.
Ma'am, I want you to look at me. I'm this big. You see me. You see.
Okay, but I'm saying if she get big, you should motivate her to, like, lose weight. You should hire her a trainer if you really care about
it. I don't go to the gym except to play basketball and swim in
the
pool.
She
didn't go to the gym.
So if you get...
You twerk. That is a
workout.
She didn't know she was getting big because she was depressed or something. She
oh, my God.
She probably was doing
this. God damn it.
Oh, damn, Gina.
She was sitting in the bed eating snacks all day.
She probably was going through something. She
first of all, if you're it. Depressed to the point where you don't move, I am employing psychiatric help before you even get big. So if we get to psychiatric help and that doesn't work, and then you gain 300 pounds, see you.
So what would you do if, another question, what would you do if a person that you were dating, before you met them, they had got surgery done on their face and body and stuff, and you didn't know the ugly person that they was before.
Still
and y'all had a baby, and the baby was their original.
You ain't calling babies ugly, you fucking dick.
That was a cool way to call a baby ugly.
It was on the news, y'all. This Asian couple that
I
had
do
a baby,
remember that.
And he sued her because she didn't look like what she was. Was she, you know.
She
and when the baby came
that's
out,
his fault.
It was,
that
know,
is. That's
that
all
is his fault.
Fault. That's
how?
How the fuck you don't know what your girl did before
your
you got
past.
There?
Like,
she probably didn't tell nobody.
First of all.
If I changed my whole...
You fine.
You didn't see no baby pics.
You
didn't see no baby pics, my nigga? Like, you didn't see no pre-high school pics?
First of all, if you changed your face, I would sue you for not looking how you look right now if I got with you. That would piss me off.
Shoot.
Hey, man.
Shot.
And it's the coat, and it's the chain, and it's the fact that ain't no nigga touched her. So I'm already here. But. I'm being
okay, cake. Kobe.
But no, I'd sue you for
knock
looking
those
how
balls
you...
out. Already wear.
Yo, G, shit, though. If a nigga looks at you now, and then later on you look different, I feel like he should feel some type of way. And then she took the coat off. See how she did that? Oh, you just gonna take it off?
No, I just was hot. Oh, so
you was hot. But no, I feel like he should feel some type of way if that happened.
What is going on?
I'm sorry. See?
Anyway, goddamn it. Shit. We gonna wrap this motherfucker up. We got another bonus segment. We had a bonus segment for y'all last week. It's the big homie's house. Big homie Aunt. Big homie Risha. Big homie Butter. We in this motherfucker, man. We in this motherfucker.
You know.
Episode 5. This is 5. I said last week was 5. This is 5. 5 of them.
Ooh, we on.
Big homie. We out.